And I have no financial relationships to disclose, as no one gives money to government, city, except other governments. But what we're going to talk about today is something unique we did in Marin County. And for those of you that are unfamiliar or not from California, Marin County is the opposite end of the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco. Contrary to all the brochures, where one end is cut off all the time, there really are two ends, and you actually can go across it. And we're on the other side. So we'd like to share basically what we did was looked at how research and good evidence around policy was being translated into practice. And the reality is that for the most part, it's not. Folks in our field are really wonderful, I think, in taking the first step, which is to take the research studies, the data, the things that we've learned as public health professionals, and put them into these really pretty guides. And there's a proliferation of them. And we are extremely attracted to these guides. Every time we see one at a conference or on a website, we're downloading and snatching them up and taking multiple copies because they're wonderful. They really provide a framework for helping us in practical ways to understand some of what the data means in various aspects of the field. Lots of usually great photos and visuals. I mean, we really follow all the rules, right, of media with our guides. They're glossy. They're fun to turn the pages. You see lots of smiling people being physically active or eating fruits and vegetables or not using drugs and alcohol. If only our communities looked like all those iStock photos. we should really work with them on true health images. And usually right at the end of these guides, so after they make what's usually a stunning case of problematic health conditions, extraordinary disparities, and map all this out for us and visualize all the information, then usually the last two or three pages contain a bunch of recommendations of what to do. And so we eagerly pour through these in our offices, talk them up with a lot of our community partners, but it often doesn't go any further than that. When we try to hand these to our community partners who aren't in the public health field, they have a difficult time often operationalizing the recommendations. They get very excited about the data and the problems, especially when the data is visualized, but they don't know how to operationalize the recommendations. They read them and they agree with them, but then they don't know what to do with them. So what we decided was we didn't want to create another guide, even though this is called the Health Community Action Guide. We're still looking for a better name because we're trying to quash that guide word. But what we did was we actually gathered all of the relevant reports and booklets that contained recommendations for what folks could do based on the real data problems that existed in our communities in Marin. So our Marin Community Foundation put out a great report called A Portrait of Marin, which was really focused on health disparities and inequities. PolicyLink did a great report on why place matters and really zeroing and refocusing in on community as the nexus for change. BARHI, which is the Bay Area Health Inequities Initiative, did a great job of putting together a healthy planning guide, which actually has many pragmatic recommendations for what communities could do at a policy level. And then our own Healthy Marin Partnership, as part of the hospital needs assessment in our county, put together a great report. So what we did is we poured through everything that we could. These were only four. There were probably about 15 that we looked at. And we said, you know, it really took us going through all of these to figure out what would actually not be most useful, but most practical for our communities to actually implement. And it took that time with us as public health professionals to really sit down and mull over it and to really think about the recommendations and how they could potentially be operationalized. So we came up with this nice little visual process where we took all the stuff from those guides and really looked at what was the reason that communities could not implement these recommendations, because they were very clear, and they always loved them. Like, no one that ever saw these guides or the presentations associated with them said, that's totally crazy. Like, that's not a problem in our communities. You know, they all said, oh my God, that's a huge problem, and sorry, but we can't do anything. And so we asked them why. And some brave elected officials stepped forward, and they said, the problem is that health doesn't exist at the community level in California. It exists at the county level. So all the counties have health departments, not our communities. And so the community said, we're responsible for roads and bridges and transportation and housing and business and how our residents get around and what they're doing and how they vote and things like that. And we said, but that's health. All those things are health. And they said, we don't understand how that's health. So you're going to have to explain it to us in a way that we can get. And it was a fundamental shift for them from looking at what was purely an economic framework, like fixing potholes and working with voting machines and looking at businesses who wanted to be green in their community, to looking at a health framework. And then they said to us, after we explained the health framework and they got the connection and said, wow, you're right, everything that we do is health. And then they said, but we don't have a health department. And we don't have any staff that work on health. And how am I going to get my police officers or my community planners or my my one small elementary school district or someone in the park and rec department to work on health? That's not their jobs. And we said, actually, it is their jobs. And they said, it sounds like you're going to be asking us to do extra things. And we're really resistant to that because we have a lot on our plate right now. And we said, if we could somehow magically turn this into you didn't have to do anything extra and you didn't have to learn anything extra or spend any extra money, would you do it? And they said, if you could do that, we would do anything you asked. But we don't believe it's possible. When we created our guide and took, so what we did was took all the recommendations from those reports as well as some that we knew were initiatives we were working on locally in the county. And we put them together in four areas that we called economic, social, service, and built. And the good thing is we didn't have to call them that. PolicyLink called them that because that was the framework that was set up already. And the great thing about this is that we basically just put together a really big jigsaw puzzle, that our job was really the true, like, final step in translating that research into practice, that we took all elements that were already out there and put them into one coherent whole that could be understood at a small community level. And most of our communities in Marin are less than 10 or 20,000 people. So we're talking about communities, even though we border places like San Francisco and Oakland across the bay, are pretty small. So what is the guide? We bill it as a tool for communities to actually create some change. And we put in those nice glossy photos, too, to keep that attraction going. That it really is a tool for communities. It's really a call to action, not a call to action for them. Because one of the things they kept saying to us was, stop telling us we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. That doesn't really make us feel good, and that doesn't really make us want to jump on a bandwagon to do more. They said, actually, it kind of sounds like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing as the health department. because if you really wanted us to be doing health, we really haven't seen you around here very much at the community level. We don't see you at our meetings. We don't see you at our things. So you might want to start by reflecting in the mirror that perhaps it was the health department that wasn't doing all it could do to bring health into communities. And so we very humbly acknowledged for them that that indeed was the case, that this truly, the fact that health is not incorporated into their world is because of us and not because of them. So, you know, we all have to work together. We want to make sure that we're doing things that are based on evidence. So it's really used one of the most important uses for the guide is to really help inform communities changing their general plan. And the pilot that we did with the city of Mill Valley, and city is really a misnomer when there's less than 20,000 people in your town, but these are legal definitions, they worked with us as a pilot as we were developing this guide, because we didn't want to, again, like others have done, is sit in the office and create something and then just put it out there. So we did it in conjunction with them as they were doing their general planning process to see if health could indeed... They had an element that they called a health element in their general plan, and the only two items in it were protecting their residents from wildfire and flood. And that's good. We don't want there to be wildfires or floods in our communities, but we believe there was more to health than that, that their community was experiencing. So we also were very clear what the reciprocal benefit was going to be from us. I literally sat in the city manager's office, and he grilled me for an hour around this till finally, because he wasn't going to do it. He wasn't going to have us be a part of it. He wasn't going to do the pilot. He was like, we have too much going on. And finally, at the end, I just said to him, he's like, he kept saying, I don't have staff, I don't have staff. And I said, you need to think of me as your staff person. Just because I get paid by the health department doesn't mean that's the only place I sit. I work for you too. And he said, if you're willing to keep showing up in my community and actually work for my community, then we'll do the pilot. And I did, and it's wonderful to be out of the office. So these are our four environments. So our four environments, we actually had to translate them. The first thing they said to us is we had to translate. So each environment, each one of these four environments, we broke down, and each slide is going to show you the four environments. This first one is the physical. And they said that when you break it down, you need to break it down in common sense language. So we said, okay, we're going to eliminate all the public health jargon. But when we're talking about the physical environment, and there's a million things you can do in the physical environment, but for our communities, to start, when we're talking about health, health is having a neighborhood grocery store, a safe place to exercise and play, being free from alcohol and tobacco problems. We really tried to put it into key messages that would resonate so they'd be willing to work in these areas. And so these are, this was our housing element. This was our social element, so strong and safe relationships. And they said, these things we can actually get on board with. Like, we feel like we're doing some things around these already as a local community. And then this was our financial focused area. So each recommendation, and so you're seeing the behind the scenes. This is all on a website. It's completely searchable. You can go into the website and just say, I'm an elected official. Like, what can I work on? And just click the elected official box, and it'll show you all the things in the guide that are policies. You can just say, I'm a park and recreation director. What can I work on? And it'll just show you the things that would be under your domain and control from whichever part of the community you come from. So this is really the behind the scenes, more for us in our jargony public health world. But each recommendation has a why, so a really common sense statement of why it's important to do. Not who can be involved, because anyone can be involved in making health change, but who is the one that actually has the power and the authority and the control at a local level to actually make the decision to change this thing? Who's the ultimate person that you have to convince? What local successes are going on? So we tried to connect every recommendation to a success that was happening already in Marin or in one of our neighboring Bay Area counties. In some instances, we're far behind the curve, so we had to use things from across the country, but we tried to keep it as local as possible because they said we only care what our neighbors are doing. We gave them some links to resources and some indicators to show that it was changing. So here's a sample of just one of the recommendations. And again, this is the behind the scenes. This isn't how you would see it when you're on the website, but this is basically saying that you should have EBT and WIC and SNAP and other types of things taken at farmers markets. And so very simple statement of why, who really needs to do it, the local successes. So 8 of our farmers markets already have it. We're tracking that in terms of how many of our residents use food stamps over time, how many farmers markets that should actually say Marin, not the Bay Area, but how many farmers markets do we actually have that are covered? So we came up with local indicators for each area so that we could show people the change and the step-by-step that we were taking. Now, those are all connected to longer-term indicators, so folks can click on, if they want to and they're interested, the longer-term indicators. And we have a website called healthymarin.org where all the guide is going to be integrated into. So originally we built it as an independent website, and now we're shifting it under healthymarin.org because that's where all of our indicators are. So folks who want to geek out about the data or want to, you know, justify this in grants or things that they write can click into and see the indicators. But what the elected officials most wanted to see are the GIS maps that we did. Because again, it provides an instant representation of the data of, okay, wait, if the darker the shading gets, the worse the problem is, or in this instance, it's actually the better the situation is, I believe. No, worse the situation is. So folks can immediately see where the problems are, who's doing better than others. And the other thing that this brought out, because it's by census tract data, not by community, is that most of our communities learned that there are differences within even their own very small communities in between their census tracts. And this was surprising for them because they were assuming from their census tract that was doing well that they didn't have a problem. But it turns out they actually are. So how this all comes together now is we physically go out, we sit down with each, either an elected official and a city manager, and kind of walk through what they're experiencing and what they think some of their issues are. Then we'll go back and pull some of those maps and indicators for them, craft it into a really simple presentation for their city council, along with a couple of recommendations. So we don't even make them go through the guide if they don't want to. We'll pull it all out for them and say, here's the subset of things that based on our opinion might be what you want to look at. Because they said to us, don't tell us what to do, but gently point us in the direction of what our issues might be. So it was helpful pulling that initially and then being able to say, here's a place for you to start. And then they could look at the maps, they could look at the recommendations, and they can say, we agree or disagree with some of these. So this first pilot that we did in Mill Valley, we pulled a bunch of, I think, a total of 4 maps. That was all the data we showed them. And then we made 5 recommendations of things that they could work on. And we emailed the presentation to the city manager and their general plan working group and their elected officials ahead of the presentation that we were supposed to do. And they called back and they said, well, we're not going to have you do the presentation. And my immediate thought was, oh, they're not going to do it. Like, what did we do wrong? And immediately I was like, what did we miss? You know, be honest, be blunt. Like, what did we do wrong? Like, did we overwhelm? And they said, no, actually, we looked at this and we don't need a presentation because we're just going to incorporate it into the health element of our general plan. And we just approved it last night. And we were like, really? And they said, so you better be sticking with us for the next few years because now it's in our plan. So it was an amazing initial success. And we're more than happy. Because we're moving from one website to another, we're not up right now at the moment, but we're happy to, we will be up within a month or so. So keep in touch and keep checking healthymarin.org, and you will see us there shortly. Thank you.